A few weeks ago, I was out later than usual attending a dinner. The food was delicious, but I was eager to get home and rest for the evening. When I pulled into my driveway, it was clear that our outdoor floodlight had burned out. I hopped out of my car, and not wanting to trip on my way to the front door, I turned on the flashlight function on my cell phone. I started to walk past my garden when I stopped abruptly. I was about to step on something, and that something was moving. I focused my eyes on the ground beneath my feet and realized that there was not just one moving something, but a whole yard full of somethings. I shined my flashlight around, and I could see the alien-like movements of creatures writhing in the grass. As my feet and flashlight got closer, the wriggling figures quickly sucked back into the ground. What I'm describing sounds like something from a science fiction novel, but it's an event that you can witness in the early spring after dark. It's earthworm mating season in Maryland. Earthworms are fascinating creatures that we often take for granted. Their anatomy is a feat of nature. They have no eyes or ears, but can sense the warmth of light and the vibrations of mammals walking on the surface of the earth. They use these senses to navigate their world and avoid predators. Their bodies are made up of many small segments known as annuli. These annuli are ridged and covered in minute hairs that grip the soil and allow the worm to move as it contracts its muscles. Earthworms have adapted to living without eyes and ears, and their lack of a nose doesn't keep them down either. On the earthworm's body is a smooth band known as the clitellum. The clitellum is responsible for secreting the sticky clear mucus that covers the worm. It's this mucus that allows the worm to breathe. Oxygen dissolves in the worm's mucus and is absorbed through the skin. If a worm dries out and is unable to produce mucus, it will suffocate. The inside of an earthworm is just as incredible as the outside. Despite their small bodies, earthworms have managed to fit 5 aortic arches inside. These arches serve the same purpose as a heart and are able to pump blood throughout the earthworm's body. These 5 hearts also allow the earthworm to grow quite large, some as big as 14 inches. Earthworms are hermaphrodites, that is, they have both male and female sexual organs. Each mating season, earthworms rise to the surface of the earth to find their partner. Mating pairs overlap front ends ventrally, meaning the worms actually get under each other's skin, and each exchanges sperm with the other. Long after the worms have separated, the clitellum, that same band responsible for secreting mucus, forms a ring around the worm. The worm then backs out of the ring, and as it does so, it injects its own eggs and the other worm's sperm into it. As the worm slips out of the ring, the ends of the cocoon seal to form a vaguely lemon-shaped incubator in which the embryonic worms develop. Infant worms emerge from this sac and are fully formed. They will continue to grow and mature for 60 to 90 days. Most earthworm species live in the top meter of soil and spend the majority of their time just below the surface where there is plenty of decomposing plant material for them to snack on. They go deeper to avoid droughts or winter freezes. Worm tunnels have been found to go at least 16 and a half feet below the surface. If you're on the hunt for earthworms, you're in luck. They can be found anywhere on Earth where there is moist soil and dead plant material, except Antarctica. You can start the hunt for earthworms in your own backyard and, if you're lucky like I was, you can see hundreds above ground as they work to complete their life cycles. You can learn more about our great native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.